Is all debt bad? Right now, we're in a cost of living crisis where inflation is so high and spending power is so low that people are getting more into debt. There is now fuel and food poverty. People are having to choose between heating and eating, and this is a reality. Now, Dave Ramsey, the American money mentor, says that all debt is bad and that debt is dumb. Let me say that again. He says all debt is bad and debt is dumb. He is wrong. All debt is not bad and all debt is not dumb. You just have to know which debt is dumb and which debt is smart. So for example, let's say you say all debt is dumb, therefore I'm going to keep my cash in the bank. Well, inflation is 10% plus, it's more in reality. And the banks are giving you less than 1% interest, and the banks are printing trillions of pounds in quantitative easing. Therefore, your money is going down by more than 10% a year. So actually, having cash is dumb, unless you want to lose 10% a year, of course. So if you took your cash and used it as leverage and gained good debt to say buy property investment, then that is smart. So do you know the difference between good debt and bad debt? That's a question for you. Let me know in the comments. So bad debt is spending money, sometimes money you don't have, on depreciating liabilities, on things that go down in value, things that cost you money every month. Good debt is money or leverage or resources you put into assets that appreciate in value, that go up in value. It's quite windy out here. I hope you can hear me okay. So property is good debt. If you can get a low cost loan, by the way, you can get mortgages in the 2% right now. 2 to 3% you can get a mortgage. And you can get a yield of 8%. So you can have a good net yield of 1, 2, 3%, which is way better than cash getting minus 10%. So if you leverage good debt into, let's try and position this. I need to pump these. I've got an outdoor gym here and I've got weak shoulders. So if you take your cash out of the bank, you put it into appreciating assets, you leverage that cash. So for example, you might only need 30% deposit, 70% good debt, and then you earn on the 100% of the asset. So let's say you buy a 200,000 real estate asset. You put 60 down. You've got 140 from the bank. Maybe you got it below market value and it's actually worth 250. So 60 down and you're earning on the full 250. And if you get 10% a year growth or 5% a year growth on the 250, you're going to be getting 10, 15, 20 grand a year in growth. So you've exercised leverage. Now, if you say all debt is bad, you can never end up affording to buy anything. Oh, well, you've got to save and pay your mortgage down and only buy an asset when you've got enough income. Why can't I get in the middle of the screen? That's better. So let me know what you think in the comments, by the way. Is all debt bad? Is Dave Ramsey wrong? Dave Ramsey says all debt is bad. If all debt is bad, then the 99 apartment, 159 tenant block, that's 135,000 square feet in the center of my city, I would not have been able to buy probably because I didn't have 20 million liquid to jump into it. My money's tied up in assets and companies. Not all of it. I put a few million, but I didn't put 20 million. And that makes 1.3 mil a year in dollars, nearly 2 mil a year. That is good debt. So I'm sorry, Dave Ramsey, but you're wrong. Not all debt is bad and not all debt is dumb. In fact, it's dumb to have cash in the bank. Okay, so what do you think? Is all debt bad or is some good debt good? I believe if you have cash in the bank, that's a depreciating liability. people talk about buying depreciating liabilities, putting money into things that go down into value, but they actually don't talk much about cash being a depreciating liability. Cash is a depreciating liability. It's going down 10 to 15% a year. So actually, cash is trash. And I didn't always agree with that. If interest rates are high, cash attracts good interest. If interest rates are low, cash attracts no interest. You are wise to save only as a bridge to get money to invest. Then you are wise to invest that money into appreciating assets like real estate and other classes. You could maybe buy a business and, you know, grow the business through marketing costs and resources and staffing up, etc. And you can gain leverage. So you can get investors and shareholders into a company, and you can get private investors or joint venture partners or banks into real estate. And you can get, you can put 30% down or less. You can then leverage bank finance for the rest. You can buy below market value. So you put 30% in, you get 70% loan. You've got 20% again on top in equity. And then you might have 5 to 10% a year in growth, and you're producing income that pays off the mortgage and gives you a net cash flow. And that's how you get rich. That's how you get rich. You do not get rich saving cash. You do not get rich believing that all debt is dumb. The banks love property and they will lend to you on the security of property. So they must believe that property is a good asset. And when you put your pound or dollar in the bank lend it out 10 times. So they're creating debt on your money. So actually, you should be leveraging. You should be not over leveraging, but leveraging, investing, and definitely not hoarding cash because it's trash because of inflation. And the only way to beat the cost of living rise is to beat inflation, which means your price and your wage and your earning inflation, your income, needs to be higher than your cost inflation, your debt. And right now, cost inflation is 10% plus. Dave Ramsey is wrong. Not all debt is bad. Bad debt is bad. Debt for depreciating liabilities is bad. Debt for appreciating assets is probably the only way you're going to get the assets quick enough. And that turns debt into income. And the banks do that on your money, by the way. If you don't risk anything, you risk everything.